Hey guys, so welcome to the podcast today. I have a special podcast because we're all together. Say hi.
Hi.
Can you be turned the fuck up?
Come here.
Come closer.
Hi guys. I finally left my house.
Bro, Justin finally left the house after like what, a year? And she finally came over, and you know why? Cause it's my birthday! Ready? Oh
yeah, we've been practicing.
1, 2, 3. Shay! Shay!
Damn, that should be our intro, bro.
Right.
Oh,
I mean, we already started. Anyway, okay, that'll be our next intro for the next time. But guys, this feels so weird.
Cause like now that I see you guys, looking at you guys.
So we're all
me looking at the bed like.
And shut up. Right now we're currently in my room while Mia's like laying down on my mom's bed. Joss is sitting on my chair and I'm just sitting on like a stool and stuff like that. What should we talk about?
Okay, so what we did today. So today I shaved Mia's face.
Like, bro, her skin color, like I don't know. It just went so much lighter. Like another new tone.
Yeah, so Mia, I shaved off all her hair off her face. And yeah, now her face is like smooth and glowy.
How does it feel, Mia? How does your skin feel now that you've shaved?
Yeah, she said it was feeling a little irritated. She said she was feeling a little itchy.
How does it feel now?
It's fine. What the fuck? Oh, what was that? This tape.
Girl, anyways, yeah, so we shaved Mia's face. We ate hot Cheetos. We ordered a lot of Chick-fil-A.
So Steph and Mia saw that, well, I guess we all saw that TikTok trend thing where it was like the fries, Chick-fil-A sauce, and
macaroni
and the fries, nuggets,
chicken, the nuggies.
And they wanted to try it, and Mia fucking ordered 3 large fries.
I know. Two chicken nuggets.
Two 12-piece so chicken like nuggets. Oh, she know her math.
Okay.
And
what else did you order?
That's it.
Girl.
But still.
And the macaroni. But that shit was a lot for like a weird reason.
Yeah, right. She couldn't finish it all.
I kind of want them now. We'll eat them after. I'll eat them after. How are you guys not hungry?
I don't know. Oh, I have trail mix.
What did you guys eat before? Okay, so like, what's it called? I was preparing my stomach for this Chick-fil-A thing because I knew that if I ate before, I wasn't going to finish it. So I didn't eat nothing until like, what, 3?
Yeah, it was like 3:30,
was
it?
Yeah, which is quite bad, but still. I like finished my plate, like a little bit of it.
Yeah, me and Steph went on Omegle. We met a friend.
Oh, yeah, the one from
Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said I sounded high because I talked slowly.
No, that was the second one.
The first one. He kept fucking biting his lip and winking.
He winked at Mia. And what did he
say? What?
I put the tape on you.
I just see him fucking stroking Mia.
No, I was putting tape on her like this.
You know, have you guys seen the, what's the girl's ankles? Or, like, her cankles? What's her name?
Oh, Banks? Opera? No.
Oprah?
No, the other one. Yes, Lily's
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
Her cankles.
Bitch, that's just I keep starting. No. Mia, you kind of have, no, you don't. Does Mia have cankles?
What is that?
It's like when you have no, it's like your ankle goes with your...
with like your whole leg the same size, like that ass. Like search it up. Kinkles. But
damn,
70 just smacked me.
Yeah. So today, we just wanted to do a quick special one. I don't think this one's gonna be like an hour long due to like the fact that we're all together right now and it's like kind of new. Cause like Dawson and Archie just keep staring at each other.
And then a human server referring to the absence of ankle.
No, I said search up a picture.
We also.
I'm doomy to.
The first guy.
Yeah, dirty. Y'all do me dirty.
What the fuck.
That's a whole ass baby foot.
Nah, does Mia have ankles? No, that shit thick as fuck, and then it goes slim. Yo, you're like slim thick, bro.
I don't know. Anyways.
You have nice legs, Mia. You think you have nice legs?
No.
Why not?
Fat as shit, man.
What?
I said they fat as shit, man.
Alright, anyways, what were you saying?
We went on Amigo, and...
Oh, yeah.
That guy, what was some, what, he just kept, like, winking and biting his lip.
Well, because, no, you kept on saying, we're from Florida. He's like, I'm fucking tired of, no, he didn't say that for you.
He said, was tired of hearing that we were from Florida.
No, because you said, I was from Florida, but you moved to Florida, but you were from Australia. Do the accent so they can hear.
No, that's not what I
say. Her little accent was like, hello. No.
Oh,
don't roast me.
Your ass, bro.
Alright, then you do it, huh, Mia?
Bro, what do you want me to say? Oh, bro, I don't like doing this shit on the spot.
Say hello. Say hello, happy birthday, or something like that.
Sorry, Jocelyn was saying a couple things. What did you say?
She said that she was from,
Australia. I moved to Florida when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
I moved to Florida when I was 8 years old.
Alright, that's kind of good.
That's okay.
You just? Yeah. You do it.
Okay, so, I used to, I don't know if this is offensive or not. I used to dress up as a nun.
What offensive, but...
Yeah.
Not really, like, full-on outfit, more of, like, the head thing.
Okay.
I would put on a white, like, towel in my hair and then put on my... It actually happened as an accident. I had a hairband on. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, are you a nun? And I was like, no. And then it kind of just started where I was like, okay, let me dress up like it. Uh-huh. So, to, like, trick people. And then I started with an accent. And everyone kept telling me that it sounded Australian. And I don't really know the difference. So I just kind of went with it this time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Are you gonna do it?
Oh, what did I say?
Just say anything. Hi, how was your day today?
That's so awkward. Hold up.
Right? That's what I was like.
How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
Very good, thank you.
Where are you from?
So I moved to Florida when I was 8 years old.
Why?
Because.
Okay.
My mom. Everyone kept skipping me after saying,
No. But the thing is, it was like, I would be like, hi, and then they'll be like, hi, and then Jocelyn would randomly be like,
that was my hydroplast.
I know, I thought you hit your head for a second. No, you would randomly say, hello, and they'll be like, what the fuck? And then they'll just get, why do you drink water like that?
How am I supposed to drink it?
Drink it again? Yo, see this Mia? Look at the way she drinks water.
Well, I don't want it to spill all over me.
She has like that one big hydro flask and she opens her mouth. I mean, obviously, but I don't know.
What, you want me to drink water with my
mouth? No, your mouth is this wide, bro.
Bitch. Well, I don't want it to fall all
Corvette,
over.
Corvette. Happy muffin. Oh, talking about Corvettes. Actually, no. We started,
The baby.
How'd you know I was going to say the baby?
Yeah, because he's like...
We started this group chat. It's Jocelyn, Mia, and I with the baby. And it turns out the baby doesn't have... he does have a dad, but he just passed away. So we were going to call the chat, The Fatherless. Y'all get it? Anyways, no, we didn't want to do him dirty like that. So it's called The Girls or The Gals. I forgot what.
Girlies or something?
Oh, The Girlies. There you go. Of course, Mia knows. So we decided that we're going to text good morning and good night and, like, random videos every single day until he responds to us because he is our icon, I guess you could say.
Idol? Oh, my gosh. You see, Ariana's going to be the new judge for the voice.
Yes. What do you think?
Girl, I'm about to go up and sing.
What song? I'm going to go, like, when the angels fell from the sky.
Girl, she gonna turn right. Let's audition all together.
Bro, harmonize.
She gonna be like,
one,
I
two,
want
three.
You.
Shoot!
Oh, wait, Mia.
Yo, why'd you
guys, play? Wait. Listen, it actually sounds good.
And harmonize, ready, Mia? One, two, three. Shoot! Mia!
Because, honestly, I wasn't even sure what you guys were doing. I thought y'all were trying to harmonize or something because she was talking about harmonizing.
Yeah, the sheesh.
Oh,
okay, you ready? About,
like, yeah, you look like a dumpling right now.
I thought you were talking about the Ariana song.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Shh! I don't know what down here with the fuck. I'm like, shh. Yeah, so we're good at harmonizing and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I think we're going to go on The Voice.
Yeah, that'd be so terrifying.
They're all going to fight for us.
Right, and then, no. Who else is judging?
Like Shelton, Ariana, John Legend, and I don't know her name. It's this blonde girl. I don't know her name. She has a talk show.
We for sure going with Ariana, period.
Yeah, it would be between John Legend and Ariana.
Oh, fast, though. Mia, who you going for?
Probably Ariana.
What? I would choose Ariana, but it'd be between them.
The issue is that, she'd be, trying to make me sound like some... She'd be like...
Choose your words.
I don't know what I'm saying at this point, right? She'd probably try to tell... Make me to... Oh, my God, I can't think, bro! She'd probably she'd make try to sing hype, and I'd be like...
Okay, hype? Yeah. Oh, hi. My bad.
If you're trying to make me some kind of soprano, I'd be like, hey, you know what? I don't know about that one.
What are you?
She's an alto.
No, you're a tenor, alto. No?
I'm not a tenor.
Oh, my bad. What's a tenor sound?
Ooh. No. What Bro, the fuck? I'm That's I'm like not a Shawn Mendes.
What?
He's a tenor.
Really? No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
When he sings like, it's
He's male. He's a tenor. He's not like a bass. Bro.
Okay, Mia, you're male also. What's your point?
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, someone... Wait, we were on the Amigo, and this guy was, roasting, and then I was trying to, figure out a way to talk to Stephanie without him hearing me, to ask her permission.
Oh, okay,
yeah, so it was kind of weird.
Well, you didn't say it.
You say it.
You say it. Oh, my voice. You say it.
Okay. Ew. So the first,
why'd you say ew? I'm sorry.
You say it.
And I'm like,
Mia.
I didn't mean, okay.
So basically, he was talking to us. Well, talking to Stephanie first, because I got a little shy.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie, I forgot what he said, but then Stephanie's like, you ugly, that's why you're not showing your face. And he was like, he was saying that Stephanie was cock blocking and shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, let your friend talk. And I was trying to move from the camera to ask Stephanie if it was okay if I pretended like she was my girlfriend. So I'd be like, no, I don't like you.
Right. But why did you have to ask for my permission?
I don't know. Though.
No, it's not like,
I thought you were going to be like, what the fuck? So I was like, let me ask permission first.
Consent is always. Anyways,
can Mia tell the story?
Which one? No, no, we do not want that on the internet.
I'm so confused.
The one you told us while we were shaving your face.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
That ain't going on the podcast.
Hell no. Oh my god. Wait, because remember when we were FaceTiming me and you were telling me the story about the last time you pissed yourself? Jocelyn wasn't there, so you can tell us in the podcast.
Do you remember how... Wait, did I talk about it on the podcast or no?
No.
No, I didn't.
Oh, say the whole story. Wait, say it from the start. I'm gonna go get the chicken.
So do you remember that?
Wait. I would actually be here. Can you talk about something else first?
Okay, bring the fries and everything. Bring the whole bag! Yeah.
Okay, so basically, I'm sick. Don't be alarmed. It's not COVID. I already got COVID tested. I'm, not to come here, but more of a precaution. I'm not sick, though.
Bro, hitting that, inhaler.
Yeah, I have an inhaler. I mean, I'm sick. I just don't have COVID.
Here's some, fries. Do you want your nuggies?
Yeah, I'll eat right now. Mia, tell the story.
Okay, so I originally had told a different story. Hold on. Because I thought that the last time I pissed myself was at this event I had to go to because I didn't want to go inside because of a cat. Turns out I was wrong.
Say how old you were.
I think I was in elementary school.
To reiterate, Mia peed herself in the driveway because she didn't want to go inside the house to pee because there was a cat she was afraid of. So she just peed herself.
Yes.
But anyway.
Okay. So turns out that the actual time when the last time I actually pissed myself was. Oh yeah, it was last year.
What the fuck?
It was last year. Okay. Oh, God.
Mia, you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. I wish I was. Weird situation.
Barbecue or buffalo?
Doesn't matter. So I was at this, I was with, my friend. We were at this. No, because I was about to say a name, and then I was like, oh, yeah, we can't say names. And we were at this guy's house, and, you know, we had snuck into this house, and.
What time?
Huh?
What time?
We got there, like, at 7.
In the morning? Oh, stupid. In the night.
Mm. But he knew you were in the house?
No, yeah. We just, like, we were, his mom, like, couldn't find out that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I didn't want to go, and I didn't want to sneak in at first, but I guess I got desperate and decided to do it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're at his house. His mom keeps, like, walking in to the, like, in the room, but she doesn't, like, fully step in the room. She just, like, kind of, like, opens the door and she talks to him.
Oh, damn.
And mm-hmm. then, so, we're hiding in the closet. Keep in mind, this is, like, not like a walk-in closet. It's literally just, like, this little corner, and it has, like, a little pole on the, it has a pole that's just there, and he hangs his fucking clothes, and that's mm-hmm. it. So, we were just there in that, let's see how small this shit was. It was probably about, like, Stephanie's drawer, like that.
A little Shut
bigger,
up.
A mm-hmm. little bigger. Like, in a portion of the bed. And I'm like, anyways. Mm-hmm. But we're there. Eventually, we get caught, of course. And
oh, she caught you?
Oh, actually? You yeah. didn't tell me that.
Oh, yeah. She caught us. Because my friend had left my jacket on the bed.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, that's better. And I didn't really care.
Babe.
I felt bad. Because he got in trouble.
What did she say when she saw you?
She didn't see
No,
us.
She didn't see
you. She saw she the jacket. Jacket.
Oh.
But, like, she didn't tell me anything. She only, like, I'm at him, if I'm, like, you know, because he let us in.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, I really had to pee during this time. I was just hiding there. So mm-hmm. I may or may have not pissed myself. Not completely.
Wait, in the closet?
The closet.
Mia.
Yeah.
So I was just there like,
yo, shut the fuck up. Wait, was there a puddle?
No! No. But as I said, this was like right when we like got caught. So I'm just like standing there like
pissed.
Trying to not like piss myself.
Wait. So where were you guys when the mom found out?
In the closet. But it's like, I'm telling you, it was like, it's not like some kind of walk-in closet. It's literally just this one corner of the room.
So when his mom found out, did he say you guys had left?
No. We were still there.
But you guys were still hidden.
Hiding. So did she know you guys were, she knew you guys were there inside?
Wait, what?
Okay, so his mom found out you guys were there because your jacket was on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what did she do?
We had to leave.
Oh, so she did see you guys.
She didn't see us.
Did that closet just smell like piss, bro?
No, bro. I didn't, like, nothing fell. Like, my piss didn't go on the floor or anything. My piss was just on me. Like,
wait, hold up. So you didn't piss that much?
No, because I did get to make it to the fucking...
Right, because when you tell me that you pissed, bro, I think, like, you fully pissed and, like, everything dripping.
No, bro.
It was just, like, a little bit.
And did you ask her to use the bathroom?
I asked him, I'm like... Can I go to the bathroom? He fucking yelled at me.
He yelled at you?
And I felt bad because I was like, can I, like... And he fucking yelled at me and I was like...
Why'd he yell at you?
Because he got in trouble.
Honestly, he'd be yelling at me all the time, but not the point.
But for what?
No reason. I breathe. Anyways.
Number one? Yo, this with the buffalo sauce fucking slaps, but
Yeah, I don't know who this person is, but... They ain't
you know what it is? It's gay marriage guy. Gay marriage and war guy.
I'm starting not to like this guy.
Anyways, to the bathroom. The very few little fucking... The last bit of my piss that was left in my system. I did my thing. I got up. I didn't sit on his bed. I sat on the floor. And he was like, why don't you sit on the bed? And I'm like, I like the floor.
But
I was afraid I'd leave, like, a fucking stain or something. And then he'd be like, damn, this shit stinks. So I was like, Keep in mind his floor is carpet and not like wood tiles. Yeah. Fuck. So I'm like,
bro, if you left a stain, bro.
No, I didn't. But like, I.
Did you like go back and rub it and sniff it? Yeah.
But honestly, I don't think he'd like walk by and be like, "What is that?" Sniff it.
No. Never found out.
What if he did? Has he texted you recently?
Yes.
Okay, I was about to say, if he ghosted you, bro.
Talk to him every day. So, it's because I wrapped my jacket around my waist. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So, I sat on the floor for the rest of the night.
But didn't you get kicked out?
Well, until, like...
afterwards.
We called a taxi. I don't know if it was a... No, I think it was an Uber. But regardless, we would either go on Ubers or taxis. Right? Mm-hmm. I was sitting in the car. It was just silent. And my friend didn't know about this. And we get to her house, and I'm like... get out of the car, and I'm like, yo, I have to tell you something. And she's like, what? And I'm like... fucking pissed myself and yelling at us. Yeah. She's like, no, you didn't know. I'm like, yes, I fucking did. What do you think? I was sitting on the floor, and she just starts laughing.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Would you ever tell him that you pissed?
No.
I think that's never. Mortifying.
Never.
Like.
Bro, what if he found out? I don't think he. Would he still talk to you?
I'd be like, what the fuck?
I don't understand why he still talks to me. Honestly, I don't understand why I still talk to him, but anyways.
That's besides the point. Very interesting.
Damn. That's like...
oh, that night was a whole thing, but like... I was about to go into other details.
Once the... Is it... how do I say this without...
oh my god. This is just... death.
Do I just say it?
Wait, what?
His...
no, wait. What?
Get over here.
My god.
Like you couldn't come
I
over
just
here.
Don't.
Wait, I heard.
Yum. I heard right. I'm reading
Chick-fil-A. Oh, that's where. Okay. So, when was this the time when you called me at like 1 in the morning?
Ooh. I've called them. I don't know if this was the exact same day, but I was at that place.
I don't know. I can tell the story. I was sleeping in my bed because my bedtime, like, sorry that we paused. I just don't want to say the area where he lives.
Right.
And the only reason I know is because, so I was sleeping. It was, like, 1 in the morning. And I was knocked out because, you know, like a normal person is at 1 in the morning asleep.
Period.
And fucking Mia calls me. So I was, like, it woke me up. I was listening to my music and I paused it. And I answered her, and I was like, hello? And she's freaking out. She's like, my phone, like, about to die. I need an Uber. And I was like, Mia, where are you? And then she told me where she was. And I was like, what happened? Like, what? And she was like, I need an Uber. And she's like, my phone gonna die, and no one got Uber. I was like, Mia. She's like, I'll pay you back. And I was like, I don't have Uber on my phone. And then she's still talking to you. I'm like, Mia, hang up on me. Go find someone who has Uber.
Dirty. How did you get home? Yeah, how did you? Oh, bus?
No. I got home with an Uber, but with someone else. Because at that time, the buses stopped going. Damn. So I was fucking, like, there. I was like, shit, how the fuck am I going to get home? I think I got home, like, at 3.
Did your mom say anything?
No.
No.
God, she's probably, like, I'm getting home.
She does, but she doesn't, like...
get mad.
She doesn't really get mad at me, you know?
Mm-hmm. She's kind of like, whatever.
Which is really weird coming from, like, my mom being, like, Hispanic, Latina, whatever.
I'm your like, mom's super chill.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Well, you're lucky, though.
No, yeah, bro.
I mean, there's points where, like, maybe she needed a ride. And maybe getting a ride would have been useful.
You understand that, you know the mall here by the house?
Yeah.
I was standing there with my friend.
You what?
I got stranded there with my friend because the buses weren't running.
Oh.
I walked all the way home because my mom refused to pick me up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm stupid. I was going to say, why didn't she take the bus?
Buses weren't running.
Your mom do you so dirty, bro.
Yeah, she do me dirty sometimes.
I mean, at least you get to nice scenery, right?
At night, bro?
Oh, yeah, it was at night.
Yeah. I bet you at, like, 1 in the morning.
Why would you be at the mall at 1 in the morning?
No, because Mia goes on, like, little adventures, I'd say.
I do.
To the mall?
No, not to the mall.
No, she goes somewhere, right? But then afterwards, she just walks around and goes somewhere randomly. And then she's, like, stranded somewhere. And then she goes, like,
I like the adrenaline of not knowing how the fuck I'm gonna get home by
then. Yeah, no, I don't. If I don't know,
I'd rather just stay home.
Facts, though.
No, it's fun. Like, it kind of like, damn. You know?
Down there where you guys go, it's like, I feel like someone's gonna kill me at night, bro.
No, I'm honestly surprised I'm not dead yet.
I'm surprised about many things.
Everything. Yeah, I probably should have been dead by now.
Trigger warning?
If a therapist is listening to this, she's just kidding. Say JK.
Oh my gosh, tell them the story about...
I'm saying, like, about the things I do.
All right.
Tell them the story about the, counselor.
Shit. I'm about to expose myself.
Wait, I think we're saying about the one with the Kool-Aid.
What Kool-Aid? Oh, I can tell the story.
Yeah. Okay, but see, that one isn't that one. Sounds funny.
I was gonna say about the letter thing, remember?
Wait, what Kool-Aid? What?
No, I'll tell the Kool-Aid story. You tell the one about what you did and then reported.
Oh.
I didn't report.
Seventh grade?
I got reported. No one.
Yeah.
Okay, you said reported. Like, if I reported it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I think.
Oh, where? When?
Wait, what are we talking about?
We told the story.
That's what I'm going to tell right after. The chicken story.
I don't.
Yeah. I'll tell that story after. You tell the.
Okay. So basically, depressed suicidal me back in middle school, as a lot of people are. I don't know. I guess I thought it was normal. I had this notebook.
Do you want the last one or can I eat it?
You can eat it.
Thank you.
Where I just ran out, like, just ran out, hung a bunch of shit in this notebook. Fuck. Now, me being a dumbass, I left this notebook out. I forgot it in my Spanish class. And guess who the fuck decides to report me? Who was it, you or was it?
It was
me and someone else.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck, man?
She got reported to the
counselor. No, it's because, I don't know. I just saw, like, his notebooks and stuff. Because he was like, oh, Mia wants to kill herself. And I was like, oh, fuck. Do I just, like, keep it to myself? But what if you actually die, bro? So I just reported it.
She was dead-ass joking. It was like, help me.
Hell no.
Help me.
No, but, like, Mia, like...
Because I just write random shit on a notebook. I'm like, sometimes I'm really, like, just thinking. And I'm just start writing.
No, bitch. You were, like, so silent all the time. And then you were so aggressive. I don't know. I thought you were actually, like, low-key gonna kill yourself. So I was like, I ain't risking it. So I did it. But anyways, keep going.
Anyways, so I get there, and she's like, hi, Mia, because I've been called into the fucking thing multiple times for this, like, for having, like, people worry about me for, like, suicidal reasons.
And I'm like, notice how she didn't even call her mom or anything.
No, this is why. Because so I get to her, and then she's like, oh, we found this notebook, and I already knew damn well what she was, that what I was going there for, and I was like, And, I don't know, I made this shit up on the spot so quick. God.
Shut up with the book.
It was like a hiccup.
Oh, you sounded like a whole hamster.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, it was like... It's like, so, you want to tell me what's in this notebook? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I figured you'd ask me that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, so, which I low-key wasn't lying to an extent.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, so, my friend's suicidal, and they, watch me. My friend's suicidal, and they, you want me to finish them?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. My friend's suicidal, and, they say they aren't, but they always be making these comments, so, every time they make a comment, I write it down in this book. So, the extent was that my friend was suicidal and wasn't making certain comments, but I don't know if that's which letter exactly.
Bitch!
Well, you're stupid,
no,
bro!
No, but it's not that. It looked kind of like a, but anyways.
Okay, sorry. I don't even know why I said sorry.
And I was like, but I'm in a... I'm trying to eat. I might have gone live. And then she's like, and I was like, oh yeah, my mom knows about it too. Because I was lying to an extent.
Did you call your mom?
I did. And I called her. And I was like, well, she speaks Spanish, so I don't know if she'll understand. She's like, you can call her. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, motherfucker, if this doesn't go my way, I'm going to get sent to, like, a psych. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, shit, okay. And I'm like, hey, mom. And she's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, so, basically, I'm like, do you remember blank? And I'm like, I say the name. And I'm like, do you remember this person? She's like, yeah. I'm like, do you remember how they were suicidal?
Oh, is this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was like, she's like, yeah, why? And I'm like, do you remember how I told you that, like, he would, like, say, like, a lot of things and he was, like, suicidal, this is that. And then he would say he wasn't. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's all I needed. So I got away with it.
Oh.
Because, as I said, to an extent, I wasn't lying. But.
Right.
I got away with it. And no. Been that time. And no psych work for me.
Yes. Man. She's slick with it. Slick since A1.
Anyway. All right. Cool.
Okay. Now, okay. So basically, this story took place, was it 8th grade?
Yeah. So. Was it, or was it 7th?
Was it
7th grade? No, 7th grade. No.
Because we were in Miss.
Yeah, we were in social studies. And yeah, we seventh. Are with. What? No, that was 7th grade. 7th
grade.
Yeah, 7th grade.
Well. Yeah, middle anyway. School, basically.
Yeah, we're in middle school, 7th grade, and me and Mia, oh, I almost said someone, and another friend were sitting at a table, and at this table was usually 4 of us, but at the time, one of our other friends wasn't there, so it was just 3 of us. And just to give, like, some context, we're all Hispanic.
Yes.
In middle school, I was a lot darker than I am now.
So was I.
And Mia was, too.
All of us, bro.
Yeah, we were all, like, a lot darker. Because we actually went out, and, basically, we were sitting there. We had a sub that day. So, usually in that class, we would just read, like, from the history books, answer,
just
like,
take notes.
Questions. Yeah, take notes. And then get candy. But that day, we had that assigned, but the teacher wasn't there, so we just decided not to do it, our work. Like, nobody did it. So, we were just kind of sitting there. And this substitute, just reference, she was white, old, probably like 50, 60.
Yeah.
She was a little older, but.
Yeah, maybe reiterate. She was white. So she came up to us and she started talking to us. And she was just like casually just brought up like, hey, so like, how do you guys feel about like the whole DACA situation? And I just look. I think I was mostly talking, right?
Yeah, I didn't talk. At all.
Yeah, I think I was the one talking.
And, but, the only time we talked was when we all went. No.
Yeah. So basically, she was like, "Oh, how do you guys feel about like the DACA situation?" And we kind of looked at each other and we're like, "You know, it's kind of sad because they just want to study." And she's like, "Yeah, isn't it scary?" And we're like, "I mean, yeah." And she was like. So, like, are you guys afraid you're going to get sent back to your country? And we all looked at each other and we were like, what? No. And we were like, no. And she was like, oh, okay.
Just wondering.
So, are you afraid your parents are going to get sent back to their country? And we were like, no. And she was like, okay. And then she walked away. And then we went to our Spanish teacher and we... Who was
this was during, like, nutrition.
Yeah.
So we're just... We always, like, would hang out there.
Yeah, so we went to her, and we had told her, like, what happened, but we were laughing about it. And we were like, what the heck? That was so weird. And then she goes, children, I'm gonna have to report this. And we were like, no, you don't.
Uh-huh.
She's like, it's a part of my job. I can't stay silent. I have to report
this. I'm like, girl, part of your job is teaching me, and clearly you're not doing a really good job.
So she reported us, and then I think in class, we got called in to the assistant principal's office, and it was me, Mia, and our other friend, and it was during class, so we were happy about that.
For real.
But we went into the assistant principal's, and he's African American, so he came. It'll make sense when the story. Okay, so basically, we go and sit down, and he asked us what happened. So we explained everything. He was kind of backing up the sub, saying, like, you know, maybe that wasn't her intention, and, you know, a ton of other things. It was stupid, just to cover themselves up. Anyway, then he goes, like, yeah, I have people asking me, like, you're black, so don't you like fried chicken and Kool-Aid? And obviously, it's the way he said it.
How do you say it?
Yeah, fried chicken and Kool-Aid. Like, it was just, like, the way he said it. I was like,
he was, what? Like, said it very loud and just, like, I don't know. It was weird. And it was a serious conversation we were having, you know, about, like stereotypes. Like, he just brings up
fried chicken and Kool-Aid.
Yeah, because we were talking about stereotypes, but, and he brings that up. And I just, like, was trying to hold in my laugh because it was an awkward situation. And our other friend made, like, a little, and she was like, like, she was about to laugh.
And I wasn't even gonna laugh, bro, until they went, and I went, I just started laughing, bro.
And then he asked, what's so funny? And he was asking me out why she was laughing.
Oh, my God.
So I took the blame. I don't know if they heard
Wait,
that.
Wait, what did you say?
I was just like, no. Oh,
I thought he asked, why are you laughing? You're just like, oh, no, I'm not laughing.
No, I was like, no, nothing. But I was gonna be like, she was laughing, so I was gonna laugh.
What do you mean, no, nothing? Oh my God.
I'm like, no, nothing. Fuck.
The shy Steven, no, nothing. And what do you say after?
What did he ask me after? No, what did he ask me after
that? Did you
that?
Hear what? What is it?
I no, I don't know, but he just kept talking to us about it. And, like, the next week, we got called back in, and he gave us a note that the substitute wrote for us. And it was just her saying that she's sorry we misunderstood the situation. That she was talking to the class, not directly at us. But, even like, though she came up to our table and only talked to the three of us.
Period.
Do you still have the letter?
No, I don't. I was going to ask. I was asking our other friend. And I was like, do you still have the letter? And she said no. So I was like, I wonder if Mia still has it.
Do you?
I don't think I have it.
It was some BS letter saying that she, like,
she's sorry.
Yeah, and she wasn't even owning up to it. She said, we misunderstood.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's so funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a really... We went through, like, interesting things in, like, middle school. I feel like we have made more, like, drama in middle school. Right?
Well, I mean, we haven't been in high school for, like, a good while.
I mean, the same time. Right?
No, middle school for sure had more drama.
I feel like it was more like little drama, you know? That was kind of more just...
Man, it really depends on which friend group we're talking about here.
I know
Mia's popular. She's in like two
groups. Would we ever tell the story about the phone call?
What phone call?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Which one? Who? Oh, no.
Yeah. No, I ain't ever going to expose myself.
That's not necessary.
Do we tell the story about the tree? Because it's in honor. Oh, it was Mia's birthday, though.
Tree.
Remember when we got stuck?
Me getting stuck.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It was so.
Where
this
are you
is,
going?
I need water.
Oh, can you give me one also?
This
you
is.
Want one, Justin?
No, thank you. Oh, actually, yeah.
Okay. Wait, thank what? You. What do you have in that hydro flask?
Water.
Monday. Oh, my mom was just talking.
Right now?
Oh, I think we're going to cut the cake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Mia, come here really quickly. Let's just say goodbye to the podcast real quick. Cause we're gonna... Shut up, Mia, come here.
What, is it spicy?
Girl, what you... Oh, she ate hot Cheetos. Well, watch out with my sheets, bro. They white.
No, I'm just like...
No, I'm
oh,
kidding.
My God. Don't fucking touch them, bro.
I don't touch the Cheetos with this out of my hand.
You like Cheetos?
She a hot Cheeto girl.
Though. Well, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this special podcast of us all being together live. I think we're not gonna do this in a long time. Actually, we'll see.
Oh,
but Joss is like, fuck.
Maybe
I'll do this.
Like after APs.
Oh, for sure, yeah. After APs next week, we're gonna study. Are you gonna study?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, Joss already started studying yesterday. Yeah, are you gonna study?
I don't even know at this point.
What do you mean?
I don't
She's like, how do you even study for that?
Yeah, what the fuck you mean? You do multiple choice, practice essays. Actually, essays, you do that in class.
Yeah, but I don't really know how to write an essay.
What about Spanish?
I'm pretty chilling with Spanish.
No, you're not.
Give me a go and guess.
she gets
I'm scared for the multiple choice, girl. We.
Oh my god! In Spanish? Choice. I know. The one that Mia did on her own, she got an F.
Did she do the reading, though?
Did you do the reading? Shut up, yeah, you did.
I, like, no, yeah.
I think I just kind of like skimmed over it because I wasn't.
No, facts. So, like, with me, it's like when I read in Spanish, it's like I like somewhat understand it, but I completely forget about it because the questions ask for specific sections.
Yeah.
Yo, and you know, apparently on the AP, you're because we're doing it online. Oh no,
we're doing it in person.
For English, when we're doing multiple choice, we can't go back to change our answers.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't do that.
I do. Like for bio. When it's a long question, I skip it. So I'd rather
Yeah,
I'd rather get 5 right than 1 wrong.
No, bro. I just go and I go like, all right, I don't get it. Which one makes more sense? I'm about to get a 3. I'm not even lying.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Honestly, as long as I get the 3. Like, as long as I just.
What have you been getting on your essays? Like a 3, right?
Yeah.
Or a 2.
3.
3. Period. You're fine. And then Joss and I have been getting 4s.
She.
For argument. I'm better at argument.
I think. Probably.
Yo, yeah. If you're anyone still watching, if you're smart, come tutor me. I'll pay you.
I wouldn't pay you because I'm broke.
Yeah, I was going to say, never mind, I won't pay you. But, like, you can put it that you tutored someone.
Right. If you tutor Joss and if she gets a 5 or a 4, you can get a live episode on our podcast for free.
Oh yeah. Wait, what? I'll street cred, you know?
Street credit? What you just say?
No, like you could say, "Oh yeah, I had to tutor someone, they got a 5 on the AP exam." You know? Anyone taking bio, English or Spanish, please
hit her up, hit her line.
Yeah.
Fatherless daughters. Oh, yeah. Also, I don't know if many of you guys know this, but we have an Instagram account. I think we should make a post on it. I don't have the account name.
I'll send it to you.
But you guys should follow it. I think it's like fatherless.daughters or something like that. I have it. It's, Joss is going to search it up. But if you're listening up to this point.
Wait, I'm about to shout us out, though.
No, that's why. I'm just like talking.
Kind of stalling.
Yeah. Thank you, Mia.
She's smart. Okay. Sheesh. Our thing is fatherless, spelled FATHERLESS dot daughters. So fatherless dot daughters. Yes. Go follow us. Oh, we have to take a photo so we can post.
That's
the last time
we
posted was August 7th, 2020. Is that the last time I saw you guys?
August?
Yo, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last time I saw you guys, August 7th.
Yeah.
Damn, August.
You know, honestly, I thought it was more longer than that.
September, October, November, December, January, so, February, March, April. It's been 8 months.
I lowkey thought it was like a year already. It's been too long.
Damn.
You know, Justin and I would hang out like as soon as like right
that
after.
Was like,
but, like, it was like not that long though.
Yeah, that was during March when we first started COVID. I would.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Go to Mia's house like once a week, and just be there.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, damn.
I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast today. You guys want to say anything special?
Go follow us on Instagram. Have a nice day if you're listening. And if you're not, well then, you missed a pretty cool story. So,
Mia, say anything?
Shoo!
Ready? One, two, three.
Shoo!